各位弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好，考你们一下啊。第一条带应许的诫命是什么
？Let me test you here. What is the first commandment?
First
commandment with promise.
当孝敬父母。
To honor your parents.
使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
So your days that Jehovah has given to you will be prolonged.
全圣经的十诫是我们一辈子要遵守的。
The Ten Commandments on the Bible is what we have to keep for our whole life.
但是有一诫，我们只有一段的时间能够遵守。
But there is one of them that we can only keep for part of our life.
因为我们的父母不是永远存在这个世界上。
Because our parents will not be on this earth forever.
我们能够孝敬父母的时间是有限的。
For the time we're able to honor our parents is limited.
而且圣经里面除了当孝敬父母以外，人跟父母的关系还有其他几个很重要的记载。
And in addition to you have to honor your parents in the Bible, your relation, there's also records for that you have to about your relationship with your parents. When is the time that first mentioned about parents in the scripture?
人要离开父母。
That man should leave your parents.
那时候亚当夏娃还不知道他们，因为他的父是神亲自创造他，但是他还没有人的父母。
At that time, because God Himself created Adam and Eve, that they did not yet have parents in flesh.
所以离开父母，人才能真正的长大。
So only when you are leaving your parents, one is able to grow up.
孝敬父母是十诫的第五诫。
To honor your parents is the fifth commandment among the ten.
请问十诫是对成人讲的，还是对小孩子讲的
？Let me ask you this.Are the Ten Commandments for adults or for children?
对小孩子讲的。
For children?
对所有人讲的。
But it's for everyone.
主要是对成人讲的。
Especially for adults.
对这些离开父母的人讲要孝敬父母。
Especially for those who have already left their parents, that you should honor your parents.
圣经里又提到要在主里听从父母。
The scripture also mentions you have to listen to your parents in the Lord.
所以这几个观念我们要把它摆在一起，这都是圣经的教导。
So we have to put all those concepts together. Those are the teaching of the scripture.
我们不能说，因为我要离开父母，所以我就不必孝敬父母。
We cannot say that because we are leaving our parents, therefore we don't have to honor them.
不能说我因为孝敬父母，我就不离开父母。
You also cannot say that because we have to honor our parents, so we do not leave them.
求主帮助我们一生一世常常思想圣经上的话。
May the Lord help us that we, for the rest of our life, we always think of the scripture.
明天是不对，今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
对不起，常常很多母亲节过得不太快乐。
Oftentimes we are not that joyful on Mother's Day.
因为我们没有从圣经为中心的思想来过我们每一天的生活。
Because we are not living our daily life based on the concept on the scriptures.
那我今天要从玛利亚的榜样的角度来分享玛利亚的一生。
Today, I would like to use the example of Mary to think about her life.
讲圣经人物有一个危险是把它讲得太伟大了。
One of the dangers of talking about the people in the scripture is make them too great.
唯一最高的标准、最伟大的是我们的主耶稣基督。
The only the highest standard, the greatest one is our Lord Jesus Christ.
天主教把玛利亚想得太伟大了，超过人性。
Catholic is magnifying Mary, and which she is actually exceeding human nature.
但是我们其实可以从圣经里面，从玛利亚身上学到许多属灵和生活的教训。
But actually, we're able to learn about a lot of spiritual lessons that from Mary.
我们从路加福音一章，我们再来念四十六节跟四十七节。
Let's read from Gospel Book of Luke. chapter 1, verse 46 and 47.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
玛利亚说, 我心尊主为大, 我灵以神我的救主为乐。
And Mary said, My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
好, 下面还应该再念路加福音2章39节到52节, 但是因为, 经文比较长, 我就不再念了。
And because of time, I will not read Gospel Book of Luke chapter 2, verse 39 through 52.
我相信我们教会弟兄姐妹圣经都非常的熟, 我提到哪里你们就想到哪里的经文。
I believe our brothers and sisters are very familiar with the scripture so that you will know with what I have mentioned.
圣经里面讲到的玛利亚是一个很好的榜样。
The Mary that scripture talked about, she's a very good example.
因为神有一个重要的托付, 交付在她身上, 而且她乐意接受神的托付。
Because God has entrusted her a very important entrustment, and she's willing to accept it.
她知道主耶稣是神在她身上托付。
She knows that Lord Jesus is what God has entrusted unto her.
她跟神的祷告里面充满了喜乐。
And her prayer to God is full of joy.
我知道我们很多母亲没有想到你的儿女是神给你的托付。
I know that a lot of mothers have not thought about your children is what God has entrusted unto you.
我们在家里的工作是一项侍奉。
The work in our home is a service.
工作跟侍奉有什么不同？
What's the difference between work and service?
工作的时候你眼睛看到的是你工作的对象。
To work, your eyes only focus on the object of your work.
但是侍奉的时候，你仍然看到对象，但是你心里想到神。
But when you serve, you still see this object, but your heart thinks of God.
玛利亚乐意接受神所托付的产业，是一项信心的行动。
What Mary is willing to accept what God has entrusted to her is the action of her faith.
玛利亚说, 我是主的使女, 情愿照你的话, 成就在我身上, 路加福音1章38节。
And the Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 38 says, And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word.
她盼望基督的来临。
She's hoping for the coming of the Christ.
犹太人在历史中间一直在那边盼望弥赛亚的来临。
Jews in history always looking forward to the coming of Messiah.
每一个犹太的女性巴不得她的人生跟弥赛亚的出生有关。
Every Jewish woman, they desire that their life have to do with the birth of Messiah.
玛利亚存着这样一个盼望的心来等待基督的来临。
Mary with this kind of hope is waiting for Christ.
当然基督已经第一次来过了。
Of course, Christ has already come.
但是对于所有做母亲的而言,
But for all the mothers,
基督徒的母亲, 我们应该有相似的价值观念。
For Christian mothers, we should have very similar attitude.
盼望自己的儿女为神所用。
Hoping our children are being used by God.
可能很多的父母亲盼望自己的儿女赚大钱,做大官。
Maybe a lot of parents hope your children have a lot of earn a lot of wealth and also become high officials.
好让他自己晚年可以享福。
So they can have good when they can enjoy the blessing when they get old.
有多少的父母盼望自己的儿女为神所用？
How many parents hope their children to be used by God?
我的母亲嫁给我父亲。
When my mother married to my father.
那时候我父亲是一个传道人。
At that time, my father was a
minister. Yeah. 上海人常常在传道前面加一个字。
For those from Shanghai, they often add a word before evangelism.
穷传道。 好, 周刚弟兄说传道人一定是穷的。
Brother Zhou mentioned that for ministers, they must be poor.
我母亲的一个 长辈, 好像是他的母亲, 我母亲的伯母, 把我母亲当作女儿一样看待。
My mother's aunt takes my mom as her daughter.
她有一个人生的盼望。
She has a hope in her life.
她希望她的女儿嫁给传道人。
She hopes her daughter can marry to a minister.
所以才会有我。
That's why I'm here.
我不知道这样的盼望今天的父母亲还有没有。
I don't know if today's parents still have this kind of hope.
她自己想要服侍神。
She hopes to serve God herself.
但是因为时间, 因为环境种种的原因, 她没有办法完全来服侍神。
But because of time and circumstances, she cannot serve God all of her time.
她希望她的女儿, 她所能影响到的人, 来服侍神。
She hopes that her daughter, the one she's able to influence, that she can be able to serve.
而且用一生的时间来支持他们的服侍。
And use the whole of her life to support their ministry.
玛利亚不单盼望基督来临, 玛利亚也知道基督的来临, 她要忍受各样的难处跟羞辱。
Mary not only hoped for the coming of Christ, but she also understands because of the coming of Christ, she will suffer all of kind of remarks.
玛利亚这个时候应该还是一个teenager.
At that time, Mary should still be a teenager.
她还没有结婚就怀孕了。
She was conceived before she got married.
约瑟是一个心胸宽大的人, 想要暗暗地把她休了。
Joseph, with enlarged capacity in him, he hopes to
cancel the engagement.
Cancel the marriage in secret.
我想那种神的托付，但是被人误解的那种痛苦，是人很难了解的。
I think it is hard for people to understand, for that they misunderstood her as it is the entrustment of God.
如果神给你的孩子是你人生的侍奉, 但是有一些, 不太正常的地方,
if the children of God, of the children that God has given you is your ministry in life, but there's a little bit abnormal,
你能不能仍然相信神所给的就是最好的?
Are you still able to believe that what God has given you is the best?
虽然别人可能会误会, 你可能是觉得很羞耻。
Although others might misunderstand you and you also feel shameful.
玛利亚说, 我心尊主为大, 我灵以神, 我的救主为乐。
And Mary said, My soul does magnify the Lord and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
她不单盼望基督来临, 她不单忍受难处羞辱。
She's not only hoping for the coming of Christ and she also endured the sufferings.
她能够尊主为大, 以神为乐。
She is able to magnify the Lord and also rejoice in God.
也就是说她的眼光不再看在难处上面, 不再看在自己身上。
That means that her eyes are not focusing on the difficulties, not on herself.
她的眼睛看在神, 神的旨意上面。
But her eyes are focused on God's will.
如果我们看到神的旨意, 如果我们听到主说是我, 不要怕的时候,
If we do see God's will and we hear Him say, It is me, do not fear.
我们就可以靠主喜乐。
Then we're able to rejoice in the Lord.
你我生命中间常常没有喜乐。
We, in our life, we often do not have joy.
因为我们看自己。
Because we look at ourselves.
我们看自己为大。
And we magnify ourselves.
我们看环境。
We look at circumstances.
我们从世人的角度, 世界的价值观来看环境,
and we look at circumstances from the values of the world.
我们失去了喜乐,
and we lost the joy.
眼睛看神,
when our eyes are on God,
尊神为大, 就可以以神为乐,
if, and we magnify the Lord, then we can rejoice in God.
这两节圣经节,
those two scriptures,
是我母亲要决定嫁给我父亲时候的经文。
Are the verses that when my mother has made the decision to marry my father.
当时我父亲之前参加了一个喜酒。
At that time, my father attended a wedding banquet.
那个时候我父亲已经结婚了，有两个小孩。
At that time, my father already got married and had two children.
食物中毒。
But got food poisoned.
所以我大哥大姐的母亲就过世了。So
my elderly brother's
mother
mother passed away.
神借着这个人生的苦难打击, 让我的父亲重新思想他人生的道路。
Through this suffering, that God enabled my father to rethink his life.
后来他就全时间服侍神。
And later he started to serve God full time.
但是一个传道人带着两个很小的孩子。
But for one minister to have two children with him.
所以, 我母亲的伯父伯母就把我母亲介绍给他。
So my mother's uncle and aunt has introduced my father to her.
在一个, 千金小姐, 一下子变成传道人的太太, 然后一下子变成两个很小的小孩的妈妈, 对她来说有很大的冲击。
It is a great impact to her as a girl suddenly become the minister's wife and also become two children's mother.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
50多年来,
for all those 50 years,
神的恩典超过人所看到的一切难处,
God's grace exceeds all of the difficulties that we're able to see.
玛利亚不单用她的, 信心来乐意接受神所托付的产业。
Mary not only by faith accepts the entrustment that God has entrusted unto her.
玛利亚在她服侍耶稣的一长段时间中间也反复地思想神对这个孩子的引导。
And Mary also during her service to Jesus often ponders God's guidance on this child.
求主帮助我们也用一个理智的态度反复地思想神在我们身上在我们儿女身上的计划。
And may the Lord help us that we often ponder God's will and God's plan on our children.
路加福音特别记载了两次玛利亚把很多事情存在心里，记载了两次玛利亚反复思想。
In the Gospel Book of Luke, there are two places that it records that Mary has kept all those happenings in her heart and she ponders.
路加福音记载了许多的资料，应该都是从玛利亚来的。
A lot of recordings in the Gospel Book shall be coming from Mary.
基督徒的母亲跟一般世人的母亲有什么不同呢？
So what's the difference between Christian mothers and mothers in the world?
母亲要帮助孩子建立一个有神的人生观。
Mothers should help their children to build up the concept that has God in it.
建立一种价值观叫做为主的价值观。
And to build up this value that is for the Lord.
在每一件事情上看到神在那边。
In everything, they can see God.
在每一个决定里面要想是不是为主而做。
In every decision, you have to think about, is it for the Lord?
儿女是主托付的产业。
Children are the inheritance that God trusted unto you.
父母只是神的管家。
Parents are only the servants, the bond servants of God.
而我们常常会, 把自己当作儿女的主人。
But we often think of ourselves as the masters of our children.
玛利亚反复思想神在, 儿女的身上有什么引导，有什么作为。
Mary always ponders what kind of guidance is God leading on his children.
当种种的环境逐渐显明的时候,
when all those circumstances start to reveal,
天使宣告约瑟、以利沙伯、牧羊人、东方的博士、西面、亚拿，在路加福音、马太福音许多人的记载，种种向玛利亚显明这些事情的时候,
and the proclamation of the angel, the shepherds, and the magus from East, and also Simeon and Anna, they start to reveal everything to Mary.
甚至当希律王的逼迫来临的时候，玛利亚一直在思想。
Even when the persecution of Herod comes, Mary often ponders.
不单是有神的人生观，为主的价值观。
Not only this value in your life that has God, but also this concept for the Lord.
玛利亚在那边思想环境到底显明神要我们走什么当行的道路。
Then Mary is thinking that what kind of way that God would like us to walk.
我记得我年轻的时候曾经看到一篇文章上面写了几句话。
I remember when I was young, I read an article it talked about.
这个话说我们的教育给我们知识没有给我们智慧。
It says that our education gives us knowledge, but not wisdom.
我们的父母给我们道路，没有给我们方向。
Our parents gives us the way, but no direction.
如果一个父母把儿女带到神的面前，
If a parent bring your children before God,
知道一切是为主，
To know that everything is for the Lord,
让环境显明主所带领当行的道路，
Let circumstances to reveal what God has led you.
这是一个父母能给儿女最大的福气。
And that's the greatest blessing the parents can bring to your children.
玛利亚不只是反复思想神的引导作为，
Mary, not only she keeps pondering God's way and his walk,
不只看环境中间有哪一些事情发生，显明前面的方向。
Not only look at the circumstances, what's happening that's guiding the direction in her life.
玛利亚也尽上她自己当尽的责任。
And Mary also being responsible of what she should have.
耶稣有许多的跟随者。
There are a lot of followers of Jesus.
玛利亚是耶稣一生最好的跟随者。
Mary is the best follower of Lord Jesus.
从马槽一直到十字架。
From the manger all the way to a cross.
一直到耶稣复活以后。
Until after Lord Jesus resurrected.
玛利亚没有只是抽象的跟随，她实际的跟随。
Mary not follow abstractly, but also act follow in reality.
她给别人，她给自己的儿女许多她人生可以有的祝福。
She gives others and also her children what the blessing.
我常常觉得一个人从小长大需要两种的爱。
I often feel that when one grows up since they are young, he needs two kinds of love.
一个是无条件接纳的爱，好像母亲的爱。
One kind of love is unconditional love, that is like love of mother.
一个是更高要求而且肯定的爱，好像父亲的爱。
That the other one is the love with higher requirement, that's like the love of father.
今天世界上常常缺乏这样子的父爱或者母爱。
In the world today, it often lacks this kind of mother's love and father's love.
所以很多人从小长大，心里没有得到足够的爱。
So a lot of people grow up without enough love.
他人生中间就有许多扭曲的地方，有许多的破口。
So in his life, there are a lot of crooked ways and also a lot of breaches.
他不能接纳自己，他也不容易接纳别人。
They cannot accept themselves and also they cannot accept others easily.
我认识一位弟兄。
I know one brother.
他的母亲是非常的给人很大的压力。
His mother gives people a lot of pressure.
给很殷勤的服侍人，但是被他服侍的人都觉得很不自在。
She serves very diligently, but those who are being served feels very uneasy.
而且他非常会讲话。
And she's very good with talking.
没有人讲得过他。
Nobody can win over her.
所以这个弟兄有一次跟我讲，他从小有一个志向。
So this brother told me that since he was young, he had a goal.
他希望将来结婚的对象是一个哑巴。
He hopes the person he get married with is mute.
圣经上说，才德的妇人。
The scripture says the wise woman.
这个智慧的母亲。
And wise mother.
可以成为儿女一生的祝福。
Become the blessing for the children's whole life.
但是如果缺乏智慧，没有才德，
But without wisdom and understanding,
可能成为儿女一生的伤痛，
Becomes the sorrow for their children's whole life.
玛利亚反复思想，
Mary keeps pondering,
带来她长时间有深度的祷告，
Brings her prolonged prayer and also in depth.
母亲为儿女的祷告是何等的宝贵。
How precious are the prayers of mother for their children?
基督教早年历史有一个很有名的母亲。
In Christianity, in its history, there's a very famous mother.
第四世纪的时候，她为她的儿子祷告。
In the fourth century, she prayed for her son.
她儿子道德败坏。
Her son was very corrupted.
思想非常聪明, 但是行为非常败坏。
He was so smart, but his actions were very corrupted.
她流泪祷告, 为儿子祷告17年。
She prayed in tears for her son for 17 years.
当时教会的代理人跟她说, 一个这样子为母亲, 这样子为儿女祷告, 流这么多眼泪的这个母亲。
At that time, the minister of the church said that for this kind of mother who shed so many tears for her son,
她的孩子是绝对不会灭亡的。
Her son should never be perished.
这个孩子后来成为一个有名的教会的 这个基督徒, 叫做奥古斯丁。
And later, the son becomes Augustus, who is a very famous Christian.
所以求主帮助我们每一位。
So may the Lord help each one of us.
做父母的不单用信心来承受主所托付的产业。
So the parents not only by faith inherit the inheritance that God has entrusted to him.
也常常在我们的心里面反复思想神对这个孩子的引导。
And also in our heart often ponders the guidance that God has for this child.
然后用我们的心，用我们的感情来陪。 这个孩子行走他一生所走的道路。
And also use our hearts and feelings to guide these children for the whole of his life.
尽心竭力陪伴孩子所有面对的环境。
Very diligently use all the efforts to help our children to face all the circumstances.
路加福音第二章提到，当孩子刚到了这个洁净的日子，按照摩西律法到了洁净的日子。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 2 mentions that when the days of the child's purification comes,
他们就把孩子带到耶路撒冷去,
they brought the child to Jerusalem to present him to God. Children are not for parents. Children are for God.
一个谦卑的奉献带来真心的服侍。
And humble offering brings in the result of true service.
耶稣说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Jesus said, Son of Man comes not to be served, but to serve.
一个真正服侍人的人是在服侍神。
The one who truly serves people is serving God.
一个真正服侍神的人一定是奉献的人。
The one who is truly serving is definitely a person with offering.
一个奉献给神的人，服侍人也服侍神。
The one who is sacrificing is serving people and serving God.
玛利亚也是一个服侍人的人。
And Mary is the one who serves people.
在约翰福音第二章迦拿的婚宴中间，我们看到玛利亚的谦卑服侍。
In the Gospel book of John chapter 2, at the marriage in Cana, we see how Mary is serving humbly.
我们每一个人不见得喜欢服侍，我们常常喜欢被服侍。
For each one of us, not many of us like to serve, but we like to be served.
我们结婚了不太久以后，我们就到美国来念书，工作了很多年的时间。
After we got married, not long after, we came to the United States to work.
在这很长的这一段时间中间，有几次我的岳父母就来到我们家跟我们住一段时间。
And during all those times, there were several times my parents-in-law came to stay with us for a while.
他们来住了一段时间以后，我就觉得有一点奇怪。
After they stay with us for a while, I start to feel something strange.
我跟他们之间相处非常的好。
I have very good relationship with them.
但是我心里觉得有点奇怪。
But I feel something strange in my heart.
后来我发现为什么心里会这样奇怪。
But later I discover why I feel strange.
因为我的岳父到我们家，他就是大老爷。
Because when my father-in-law comes into our house, he is the Lord. Of the house.
He's the
big master of the house.
我们家养的猫是我们家的小少爷。
The cat we have in the home is our little master.
我就不知道我的角色是什么。
So I no longer know what am I in the house.
我习惯被服侍惯了，就当有大老爷跟小少爷都在的时候，我就不知道我在做什么了。
I'm so used to being served, so when there's this big and little master in the house, I no longer know what I'm doing here.
玛利亚谦卑服侍。
Mary serves with humbleness.
耶稣也用谦卑来服侍。
And also Jesus serves with humbleness.
这不是我们人的本性。
That is not our human nature.
是慢慢成长中间靠神的恩典我们要学的。
That is the lesson we have to learn as we grow slowly by God's grace.
有人说神要人一辈子学三个功课。
Someone say that God would like man to learn three lessons in their life.
每一个人都会做儿女。
Everyone knows how to be children.
所以第一个功课是学习怎么做儿女。
So the first lesson is learn how to be sons and daughters.
怎么样跟父母亲相处，怎么样孝敬父母。
How to interact with your parents and how to honor your parents.
不是每一个人都结婚。
Not everyone get married.
也不是每一个婚姻都能够持续。
And not every marriage will last forever.
也有的人会先离开这个世界。
And some people might leave this world earlier.
但是神要人学第二个功课，好像是做夫妻。
But God would like man to learn the second lesson, that's like being husbands and wives.
学习夫妻彼此相爱。
To learn love each other among husbands and wives.
是一个很靠近的关系。
That's a very intimate relationship.
是一个转来转去就会摩擦的关系。
That's a kind of relationship with a lot of conflict.
这是一种爱的成长的学习。
That's a kind of learning to grow in love.
第三个功课是学习做父母。
And the third lesson is to learn how to be parents.
同样的，不是每一个人都有孩子。
In the same token, not every people will have children.
但是我们要学习渐渐的爱的成长。
But we have to learn to grow in love.
怎么样在从一个孩童的爱变成夫妻的爱，成为父母的爱？
How do we learn from this love as a child and to learn to love in between husbands and wives and to grow up into love of parents?
这是一个从自我中心到渐渐的以别人为服侍的对象的爱。
That is growing from self-centeredness into serving others.With this love.
一个谦卑奉献的人能够在他身上爱会成长。
The one who sacrifices humbly, this love will be able to grow in them.
如果你我的服事逐渐增加但是爱不成长。
If our ministries grow, but love does not grow.
这样的服事是不是很可怜？
Isn't this kind of service very poor?
求主帮助我们效法玛利亚的谦卑奉献服侍的心。
May the Lord help us to learn from this sacrificing humbleness of Mary.
圣经提到耶稣的智慧和身量，神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
The scripture says that Jesus grew wax strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
我相信玛利亚在耶稣成长的这个过程中间对耶稣有一些的帮助。
I believe that as Jesus grew up, Mary has been helpful to him.
但是当然我们圣经是以耶稣为最完美的对象，玛利亚不是完美的标准。
Of course, in the scripture, Jesus is the perfect person. Mary is not a standard for perfection.
但是到一般人的文化中间，
But among people's culture,
孩子的长大受母亲很大的影响。
Children's growth has been influenced a lot by the mother.
什么样的人叫做犹太人？
What kind of people are called Jewish?
有犹太人母亲的就是犹太人。
For those who have a Jewish mother are called Jews.
因为他把真正犹太的信仰会带给儿女。
Because she brings the Jewish belief onto her children.
他在教导母亲教导儿女的真理。
As mother is teaching the children about truth.
今天我们很多时候把真理交给教会来教导。
Oftentimes today we let church teach about truth.
我们把道德交给学校来教导。
We let the school teaches morality.
事实上，学校不会教导道德的。
actually, school will not teach about moral.
教会所教导的真理，如果没有家母亲家人所教导的真理，是没有办法深入的。
The truth that church teaches, without mother's guidance on this truth, it cannot go into depth.
父母亲的身教言教对子女有很深刻的影响。
The parents' actions and their words have a deep impact for their children.
我从小到大
From youth until now,
想到我母亲
When I think of my mother,
就想到她在为我祷告
I think of that she's praying for me.
我常常觉得人生中间有很多的关头，不晓得为什么神就把我带过来了。
I often think that there are so many turning points in my life. I don't even know why, but God has carried me through.
我相信神听我母亲的祷告。
I believe God has listened to my mother's prayers.
我常常觉得我是一个很有福的人。
I often think that I'm such a blessed one.
我比很多人都有福。
I'm more blessed by compared to other people.
但是你如果没有这样一位母亲为你祷告的话，
But if you do not have this kind of mother who pray for you,
你可以为你的儿女为别人祷告。
You can pray for your children and pray for others.
当你为别人祷告，为你的儿女祷告，使他有福的时候，
When you pray for other people or pray for your children, that's when they are being blessed.
你一定经历到神更大的恩典。
And you will experience the even greater grace from God.
玛利亚用心陪伴孩子所面临的情境。
Mary with concentration and her heart that she's guiding through her children.
不单她有全心的谦卑奉献的态度。
Not only she has the attitude of consecrating herself in service.
不单她尽力教导真理。
Not only that she diligently teaches truth.
她还支持安慰到底。
She also supports a comfort to the end.
约翰福音十九章记载，耶稣十字架旁边的有他的母亲和他的母亲的姐妹。
In the Gospel book of John, it mentions that next to the cross of Jesus, there was his mother and the sisters of his mother.
耶稣在十字架上讲的七句话。
The seven words that Lord Jesus mentioned on the cross.
有一句就是对玛利亚讲的。
One of them was mentioned to Mary.
叫玛利亚看着约翰说，这是你的儿子。
He told Mary to look at John and said, this is your son.
从马槽到十字架，玛利亚都在耶稣的旁边。
From the manger all the way to the cross, Mary was next to Jesus.
她见证了耶稣的道成肉身。
She has testified how Jesus from word become flesh.
她见证耶稣十字架的受死跟耶稣的复活升天。
She has testified how Lord was crucified on the cross and he was being resurrected to heaven.
也正像圣经的预言，他的心被刀刺透。
And just like the scripture prophecies, that her heart is being pierced by sword.
但她仍然用她生命的见证说，我心尊主为大，我灵以救主我的神为乐。
But she still says that my soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
在痛苦中间她顺服神。
In her suffering, she was obedient to God.
她爱主，她陪伴耶稣到底。
She loves the Lord and she was with Jesus till the end.
能够支持安慰到底。
She was able to support and comfort to the end.
神如果交付给你我一个使命，
If God gives us an entrustment,
有一个好的开始很重要。
It's important to have a good beginning.
但是如果没有坚持到底，这个好的开始没有用的。
But this good beginning has no use if we do not hold on to the end.
圣经里面有一个例子。
There is an example in the Bible.
是一个很好的婚姻的开始。
It's a very good marriage to start with.
是以撒跟利百加的婚礼。
That was the marriage for Isaac and Rebecca.
利百加后来偏心爱雅各。
Later on, Rebecca only favored Jacob.
所以让雅各去骗取祝福。
So Jacob cheated on this blessing.
所以雅各就不得不离家逃走了。
So Jacob had no choice but left home.
如果我们仔细看圣经，
If we read the scripture closely,
利百加到死没有再见到雅各。
Rebecca, till she died, she hasn't seen Jacob again.
求主帮助我们，
May the Lord help us.
晓得怎么样子照神的心意来对待神所交付给我们的使命。
So according to God's will, we know how to treat this entrustment God has entrusted to us.
许多儿女长大了就想离开家越远越好。
There are a lot of children after they grow up, they would like to leave home as far as possible.
可能在他们心目中间，他们对父母有某一种的误解。
Maybe in their heart, they have some kind of misunderstanding toward their parents.
求主帮助我们在座每一位做父母的弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord help us each brother sisters who are parents.
有好的榜样。
Have a good example.
终身的从神那边有所学习。
To learn from God for all of their lives.
尽力的教导，全心的服侍， 然后安慰自己的儿女。
Diligently teaching and service and also comfort their children.
我从前认得一位弟兄。
I used to know a brother.
他的父亲在他很年轻的时候就自杀了。
His father committed suicide when he was very young.
他常常心里就有一个很深的伤痕在那边。
In his heart, there's a very deep wound.
他常问自己说：“我到底做错什么事情？”
He often asked himself, "What exactly did I do wrong?"
我想，一个父母亲能够给儿女的人生很大的祝福。
I think the blessing that parent is able to give to their children
是一个敬虔的人生。
Is a godly life.
是一个充满爱而且持续成长的人生。
Is a life that's full of love and also grows continuously.
自己要健康。
To be healthy yourself,
才能够帮助别人健康。
Then you can help others to be healthy.
我曾经听过一句话，
I have heard the saying before.
说儿女是父母亲的审判者。
Children are the judge of your parents.
我们撒了什么就收什么。
What we have sowed, what we receive.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
看到当儿女在灵性上面， 为人上面能够平衡的成长的时候，
So as we're able to see this balance of growth of your children both in spiritual and in regular life，
这是父母亲最大的奖赏。
That's the biggest reward for your parents.
所以玛利亚不单用信心来承受神所托付的产业，
So Mary not only by faith receive the inheritance that God has given to him.
他用理智反复思想所发生的情形。
And with wisdom, she always pondered what had happened.
他用他的感情，用他的全心，用心的陪伴耶稣到底。
And with her feelings, with all of her heart, she was next to Jesus all the time.
对于父母亲来说，我们还需要学习把孩子交在神的手中，自己要放手。
And also to parents, we also have to learn how to commit our children unto God. We have to let go.
因为这个儿女是神的产业。
Because the children are God's inheritance.
应该欣然地交托在神的手中。
We have to willingly commit unto God's hands.
在圣殿中间， 耶稣小的时候到圣殿去学习。
When Jesus was young, he learned in temple.
后来， 父母亲回拿撒勒了， 耶稣没有回来。
When his parents returned to Nazareth, Jesus did not return with him, them.
玛利亚对耶稣很伤心地说， 我儿为什么像我们这样行呢？ 看哪，你父亲和我伤心来找你。
And Mary said to Jesus, Son, why has you dealt with us like this? Behold, your father and I have sought you sorrowly.
耶稣说， 为什么找我呢？ 岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？
And Jesus said unto them, How is it that you have looked for me? Don't you know that I must be with my father's business?
任何基督徒把我们的自我， 把我们的家庭当作最重要的。
For any Christians, if you put yourself or your family as the most important,
往往就影响了在信仰上面的侍奉。
And often that will influence your service in belief.
所以虽然我们刚才提到说， 圣经上教导要离开父母， 孝敬父母， 跟在主里听从父母。
Although we did mention in the scripture, it does say that you have to leave your parents, honor your parents, and also
在主里， 听从父母。
Also listen to your parents in the Lord.
耶稣还讲了一句话。
And Jesus also said,
人若爱父母胜过爱我， 不配做我的门徒。
If anyone loves your parents more than me, you are not worthy to be my disciples.
把神放在第一位。
To put God in the first place.
人间任何的关系不能超过我们跟神的关系。
There's no relationship in the world can exceed the relationship with us between God.
任何一种关系超过我们跟神的关系的时候，这就变成我们的偶像。
For if there's any relationship exceeds our relationship with God, that becomes our idols.
因为神是永恒的。
For God is eternal.
人间的关系都是有限的。
For the relationship on earth is limited.
我们把有限的东西放在永恒的神之上的时候。
If we put this something with limitation on top of eternal God,
我们终有一天会失去那个东西。
Then there's one day we will lose it.
我们不让神的爱来安慰我们的人生。
We do not let God's love to comfort our life.
所以一定要放手献上。
So we must let go and offer up.
儿女是神赐给父母亲的产业，是暂时管理的。
Children are the inheritance from God to parents. They are only helping them, governing them temporarily.
所以在圣殿中间，玛利亚学习到要以天父为优先。
So in the temple, Mary has learned that to put Heavenly Father in the first place.
在迦南的迦拿婚礼中间，玛利亚又学到另一个功课。
And Mary has learned another lesson at the marriage of Cana in Galilee.
玛利亚充满了热心，要服侍，要帮助这个婚礼中间的情形。
Mary very fervently want to serve in this marriage.
玛利亚对耶稣说：“他们没有酒了。”
Mary say to Jesus, "They have no more wine."
耶稣的回答很奇怪。
And it was strange for Jesus' answer.
耶稣说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”
Jesus said, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour has not yet come."
母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”
And the mother said unto the servants, "Whatsoever he has said to you, do so."
玛利亚学习到说：“需要固然重要。”
Mary has learned that it is important for all those needs.
但是要以耶稣为中心。
But have Jesus as the focus.
要等候神的时间。
To wait upon God's time.
这个是一个不容易学的功课。
It's not an easy lesson to learn.
一个把儿女把很多事情抓住不放的基督徒。
If a Christian cannot let go of her children,
她的人生一定会产生问题。
Her life must have problems.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
能够紧紧地抓紧神交托给我们的使命。
Can truly take hold of the plan, that the mission that God has entrusted to us.
也完全放手交在神的手中，等候他的时间。
And completely let go onto God's hand, and also wait for His time.
在圣殿中间，玛利亚学到一个功课。
In the temple, Mary has learned a lesson.
在婚宴中间，玛利亚又学到进深一步的功课。
And in the marriage, Mary has learned another deeper lesson.
然后到了十字架底下，耶稣对她讲的这句话：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
And under the cross, what Jesus has told her, "Mother, look at your son."
玛利亚心中非常的痛苦。
Mary was full of sorrow.
耶稣知道玛利亚的痛苦。
Jesus knows the sorrow of Mary.
耶稣要他所爱的门徒照顾玛利亚。
Jesus would like the disciple he loves to take care of Mary.
耶稣曾经说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄，遵行天父旨意的，就是我的弟兄、姐妹和我的母亲。”
Jesus said that, "Behold, my mother and my brother, those who follow God's commandment."Are my mother and brothers.
我觉得把它放在玛利亚的一生中间，好像让玛利亚学习做母亲的功课，不只是集中在耶稣身上。
I think for the lessons that Mary has to learn as a mother, not only focus on Jesus.
对你我来说，耶稣在十字架上讲的这句话。
To you and me, this word that Jesus said on the cross.
耶稣知道爱他的人心中的痛苦。
Jesus knows the sorrow of those who love him.
耶稣要爱他的人彼此相连结。
Jesus would like those who love him to be connected with each other.
好像自己的父母，好像自己的儿女。
as they are your own mother, your parents, and also your own children.
我前面讲说, 十诫中间, 孝敬父母, 好像是在我们人生中间只有一段时间可以做到的诫命。
I mentioned earlier that among the Ten Commandments, to honor your parents is what we can do during only part of our life.
但是如果你在教会中间找到主托付给你的母亲,
but if in church you're able to find the mother that Lord has entrusted unto you,
这个诫命你我们就永远要遵守下去。
Then we will follow this commandment forever.
我们常常没有机会跟自己父母住在一起。
We often do not have the opportunity to live together with our parents.
特别我们这些在海外的中国人。
Especially as Chinese who are overseas.
你想孝顺, 但是你想孝顺的对象不在你身边。
You would like to honor them, but the object for honoring are not next to you.
耶稣对玛利亚, 对约翰讲的这句话, 可以应用在你我的身上。
What Jesus said to John and to Mary can be applied unto us.
你心中觉得没有办法照顾父母, 没有办法孝敬父母的愧疚, 亏欠。
You feel this regret that you cannot take care of your parents.
求主帮助我们在主的家里面能够尽上这一份爱心。
May the Lord help us in God's family, we can put up this kind of love.
有一个姐妹她在教会中间照顾很多年纪大的人。
There is a sister who takes care of a lot of elderly brothers and sisters in church.
她投身在教会里面老人的服侍，老人的事工。
She has been serving the elderly in church.
她跟别人分享。
She shares with others.
她说我跟神祷告。
She said, I have prayed to God.
我照顾这些老人好像孝敬我的父母一样。
I take care of those elderly people as if I'm honoring my own parents.
我求神也打发其他他的儿女来照顾我自己的父母亲，因为我们不在一起。
I also pray God to send other His children to take care of my own parents because we're not together.
从自己的手中放下来。
To put down from our own hands.
等候神的时间以 耶稣为中心,
wait for God's time and also focus on Lord Jesus.
扩张到教会里面, 其他的弟兄姐妹,
to expand onto other brothers and sisters in church.
不只是把你的父爱母爱对在自己的孩子身上,
not only put your parental love focus onto your own children.
为儿女祷告,
pray for your children.
把儿女交托在神的手中,
and commit your children onto God's hands.
神有主权。
God has the authority, sovereignty.
诗篇有一句话, 诗篇127篇第四节。
In Psalm 127, verse 4,
他说, 少年时所生的儿女, 好像勇士手中的剑。
It says, as arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, are children of the youth.
那个弓箭的箭, 不是, 目的不是留在身边。
These arrows of the bows are the purpose are not to stay with us.
你儿女长大不是留在家里让你欣赏的。
After your children grow up, they are not to stay home for you to admire them.
做了箭是要射出去有它的一个目标的。
For the arrows, they are supposed to be shoot out and there is a direction.
真正的爱不只是一个抓紧的爱。
True love is not only to hold on to them tightly,
也不只是一个放手的爱,
and not just kind of love that you let go,
还是一种献上的爱,
but also kind of love that offers up,
而且不止息的祷告跟付出,
but also with endless prayers and offerings.
许多的母亲成为他们儿女人生的祝福,
there are a lot of mothers become the blessings for their children.
同样的, 许多的母亲就没有办法成为儿女的人生与祝人生的祝福。
At the same time, there are some mothers who cannot become the blessings for their children.
在教会里面, 在家庭里面, 同时都有两种相反的循环力量。
In church and in family, at the same time, there are two kinds of forces that's circling.
一个是生命的影响, 一个是正面的良性的循环。
One of them is the influence of life, and the other one is the positive.
一个是生命正面良性, 这是一种。
One of them is the positive in life.
一种是罪性的影响，负面的恶性的循环。
And the other one is the influence of the sin, which is a negative influence.
我们都还是人。
We're all people.
我们的老我在今生还没有办法完全消失。
Our old selves cannot be completely disappear in this life.
所有的教会，所有的家庭，所有的人身上都有这两种的力量在挣扎。
For all of those in church and in family, there are these two kind of forces that's in conflict with each other.
求主帮助我们能够让生命的力量从神来爱的力量大过我们罪性。
So may the Lord help us that this force coming from life can overcome our sinful nature.
当我们与神亲近，当神在我们中间运行的时候，这个力量就出来了。
As we are being close to God and God is with us, then this force, this energy comes out.
当我们远离神，当我们注重自己，注重自己的意见，注重自己的自己的好处的时候，那个负面的力量就出来了。
As we're away from God and we only focus on ourselves, focus on our own benefits, then this negative force comes out.
求主帮助我们能够抓紧来爱。
May the Lord help us to love and grab hold of it very tightly.
能够放手，能够献上。
And we're able to let go and offer up.
能够不止息的付出，不止息的祷告。
With endless prayers and endless giving.
而这一切的中心是因为玛利亚有一个心智。
And all those focus is because Mary has a heart.
我心尊主为大。
My soul magnifies the Lord.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayers.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们许多的家庭，许多的父母亲的爱在我们中间。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the family and the love of parents.
帮助我们在这样的爱中间学习属灵里的成长。
Help us to learn the lesson of spiritual in this kind of love.
帮助我们从人间的爱看到我们人都是有限不完全的。
Help us to see that we are so limited from the love in the earth.
除非我们能够尊你为大，以你为乐。
Unless we're able to magnify you and also rejoice in you.
以你为我们人生爱的泉源。
For to have you as the fountain of our love in life.
常常靠近你，常常在你的爱中学习彼此相爱。
Often draw close to you, and in your love, we learn to love each other.
因为你是一切恩典福气的源头。
For you are the origin of all the blessing and grace.
求你祝福我们每一个人。
Pray that you bless each one of us.
祝福我们每一个家庭。
Bless each family.
祝福我们这个教会。
Bless this church.
让任何人跟我们这个教会、跟我们的家庭、跟我们个人接触的时候
，So for whoever has interaction with this church family,
就惊艳到你的爱。
And experience your love.
我这样恭敬的祷告，仰望。
Pray in, as I pray.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.